Note these things, saith the Spirit of the Lord, and see if they do not come to pass in your lifetime. Note these things and judge even the one to whom is saying these things today, whether he be false or true. But know this, the days are coming, and not far from this time, when the glory and the presence that one brought, many will bring, saith the Spirit of grace. The saturation of his glory that I brought through a few will be placed on many, saith the Spirit of grace. And what has seemed like at times even a dry season, know this, that this was not a dry season for you. My presence has never left from even in what you would call the glory days. For some would speak in their heart and even with their mouth, I long for those kinds of services when his glory fell and his presence was so tangible. But know this, this is not a backsliding. This is not something that Satan or the flesh has brought into fruition. But I've pruned the root back all the way to the core, saith the Spirit of grace, that I could bring it forth as a green tree in a dry and thirsty land. For have I not said that you are plantings of the Lord, trees of life? I'll bring you forth in these last days, not that one would glory, but many would glory in my presence. And that not one would carry my presence, but many plantings would come into the fullness of what they've been planted for, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For the days will come in this house when not a seat will not be taken. Many will stand up against the walls and crowd the places and crowd the altars. And you'll see services like you've never seen before. Now is, as you've heard others speak and affirm my word, now is a time for the laying and the continuation of soundness of doctrine. But know this, as tough as it would seem to you in the spirit that I am at times in training you, know this, that on the other side of that is more than an equal outpouring of my glory and of my presence, so strong that you will not be able to stand in the house. Not one will lead, but many will lead because of the presence that I will place upon them and what they're doing in this time of pruning, saith the Spirit of grace. One part of this house, this physical location, while some are being healed, others in the other part of the auditorium will be delivered, set free. Glory will fall. Presence will come and all will be kept in order for these last days. A presence and a sweeping of my presence is coming into this house. Know this season is just as valuable as any season that you've ever faced or thought glorious in the past, saith the Spirit of grace. Live in great hope. For these are not words to tickle the ear, nor encourage the heart, or end the conference, saith the Spirit of grace. But these words will come to pass in the days ahead. That which has seemed like a dry and thirsty land will begin to be again a river of life. That which was pruned back in the spirit and even in numeric, know that it will change. It will change. And you will be glad in those hours that you did not resist the pruning, but you stepped into it.